yom yom. Chazal learn out that there's a chiyuv haskara. There's a chiyuv haskara on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, on Yontif. The mention, the special mention of the day, we'd say on Shabbos, Yalav Yavil, and Yontif, and Rosh Chodesh. So we learn, and that's what we do. In our middle, we mention our benching, and our Shmon Esrei, we mention Yalav Yavil. And the Gemara in Brachas discusses that we mention Yalav Yavil in all our tefillahs, well, in Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and the Gemara discusses what happens if you miss Yalav Yavil. So pashtus, if you miss Yalav Yavil in Shacharis and Mincha, so you have to be chozer. You have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. If you miss it at Ma'ariv, the Gemara says, Ein Mekadosh and Esachodesh Valayla. We don't sanctify the moon at night. So therefore, they go, well, now you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavil. So that's, so if you forget it at nighttime, you do not go back. And Tosfos discusses maybe you can make a chiluk between a two-day Rosh Chodesh and a one-day Rosh Chodesh. Maybe just on the first night you don't go back. But on the second night already, it's already been Rosh Chodesh. Well, Maisa, we're not Machalek, but that's Tosfos throws it out there. And in fact, Tosfos asks, what do we need? Tosfos in the beginning of the Paragavi, Chavav and Aleph asks, what do we need? The reason Eimei Kodesh is HaKodesh Balayla. If Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, is a Machokas later on in the Gemara between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Tfilas Arvis is Rishus or Chova, we paskin that it's a Rishus. So Tosfos says, if Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, if I don't have to daven Ma'ariv in the first place, so why would I have to go back if I miss Yalav Yavil? So Tosfos answers, no, agabe mitzvah acheres. Now really, Rishus doesn't mean optional. It means it's a lower level obligation. And we find that, you know, in other mitzvahs that they use the lesson Rishus, even though it's not really, it's just like, perhaps like the Mishnah and Be'ed, Daflam and Rav talks about Kedushin as a Rishus. Going to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. It's a Chiyav. But nevertheless, that's Tosfos. So therefore, that's Talacha, that for Ma'ariv Ein Mekadosh and Esachodesh Balayla, and Shacharis and Mincha, that we have to go back. That's the simple pshat. So the question is, what about why do you have to go back? So let's use Mincha as an example. By Mincha, you have to go back. Why do you have to go back by Mincha? By Mincha, you have to go back. Is it because, in other words, how do we view a Mincha without Yalav Yavil? If you daven Mincha and left out Yalav Yavil, would you have to go back and repeat Mincha? So everyone agrees you do. The question is why? Is it pshat that it's like I didn't daven Mincha at all? A Mincha without Yalav Yavil is a zero? Or no? I already with Yotzi the mitzvah of Tzila, but Baruch Hashem Yom Yom says it's a Chiyav Haskara, specifically in the context of Shmona Esrei, and therefore, having it in the context of the Shmona Esrei, and therefore, you have to go back and repeat, but you're ready Yotzi Tzila. So my nafka mina, either way, I have to go back. What's the difference if I have to go back because just for the Chiyav Haskara, or do I have to go back because I didn't daven Mincha? So Tosfos in the beginning on Chavav Amud Beis points out the following case. The nafka mina would be, is the, let's say the last Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, you left out Yalav Yavil. And now, if you remember, it's still Rosh Chodesh, so then you go daven. But let's say Rosh Chodesh is over, it's nighttime, you're davening Ma'ariv. So if you're davening Ma'ariv, so I have to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the point? Mar Yaviyah, what am I going to gain? I already daven Mincha without Yalo V'Yavo. And now I'm going to go ahead and daven. I can't say Yalo V'Yavo anyway now because it's not Rosh Chodesh. So what's it again? Therefore, no. And the Rush, the Rif disagree and say that yes, you do have to go back. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Nekudas HaMachlokes is, how do we view a Rosh Chodesh without Yalo V'Yavo? No, how do we view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yalo V'Yavo? Is this lacking in a Chiyuv Haskara? So then there's no point, you're ready to dive in, so there's no need for a Chiyuv Haskara. Or did I say no? If it's like I didn't dive in Mincha at all, so therefore not saying Yalo V'Yavo and Mincha is like not diving in Mincha at all, and hence I'd have to repeat.